This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Farewell, tired soul. Your entire life has been a brief moment away from Allah and the realm of the unseen. Now you're on your final journey home. As the angels carry your soul up through the heavens, your family on earth is preparing your body for burial. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. O soul that is at peace, come back to your Lord, pleased and pleasing. We are pleased with Allah's legislation and we are pleased with Allah's decree. Radina billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya. We are pleased with Allah as our Lord, with Islam as our religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our prophet. Have you been pleased with Allah as your Lord? And Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says that throughout your life, you have these three stages of tawakkul, learning to trust Allah. He says, first you learn to trust Allah the way that one trusts his agent, where you still seek to assume control and you question your agent on every move. And then you learn to trust Allah the way that a child trusts its mother. And then you learn to trust Allah like a dead body trusts its washer. It lets the washer turn it over and over and over as he best sees fit, never objecting to the method of purification. You were supposed to already be living your life like that dead body, but now you're actually dead. And every single thing about the way you leave this world has a parallel with how you came into it. When you were first born, you were completely dependent and needed your family to wash you and clothe you and put you in your cradle. As you breathe your last breath, you return to the state, completely dependent as your family arranges your ghusl, shrouds you, and lowers you into your final resting place. As your soul begins to witness the wonders of the unseen realm, it also witnesses the last moments of its time on earth. The Prophet ﷺ said that the deceased are hurt when their families wail over them, which is one of the reasons why this practice was prohibited in Islam. The dead has some sense of those around, even if not fully. In one narration, though it has some weakness in its chain, إِنَّ الْمَيِّتَ يَعْرِفُ مَنْ يَحْمِلُهُ وَمَنْ يَغْسِلُهُ وَمَنْ يُدَلِّيهِ فِي قَبْرِ. Verily, the dead one recognizes those who carry him, and those who wash him, and those who lower him into his grave. And some of the scholars mention that an angel presides over your funeral in some ways just like your birth. Amr ibn Dinar rahimahullah said, مَا مِن مَيِّتٍ يَمُوتُ إِلَّا وَرُوحُهُ فِي يَدِ مَلَكٍ يَنظُرُ إِلَى جَسَدِهِ كَيْفَ يُغَسَّلُ وَكَيْفَ يُكَفَّنُ وَكَيْفَ يُمْشَى بِهِ فَيَجْلِسُ فِي قَبْرِهِ. That not a single person dies except that his soul is in the hand of an angel who observes his body, how it is washed, how it is shrouded, how it is carried, and then enters into the grave to make sure that it is buried properly. Al-Imam Abu al-Hasan al-Qabisi rahimahullah connects the narrations of the soul ascending through the heavens while still witnessing what is happening on earth. He says, for righteous souls, they will be told when they reach Allah, go and see your place in paradise. And so they will journey through paradise for the time that it takes for their body to be washed. Then if you are of the truly righteous, perhaps you will witness paradise for as long as you are being washed, which is one of the wisdoms of the ghusl. Just like the Prophet ﷺ's heart was washed by Jibreel before he could take his heavenly journey of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, so too, the body needs to be cleansed as the soul witnesses paradise. So the longer, the more thorough and the more perfect the washing, the more time spent by the soul in the realm of the unseen witnessing its wonders. And then once the ghusl and the shrouding is complete, the soul returns to this world. And at that point, it desires to be buried as fast as possible so that it can be free once again to enjoy the wonders of the barzakh. The Prophet ﷺ said, when the janazah is picked up and the men lift it onto their shoulders, if it was a righteous soul, it says, قَدِّمُونِي, قَدِّمُونِي, hurry up, hurry up, take me quickly, take me quickly. I want to enjoy my new home. And if it was not a righteous person, it says, يَا وَيْلَهَا, يَا وَيْلَهَا, أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ بِهَا, woe to me, woe to me, where are you taking me? And the Prophet ﷺ says that everything of the creation of Allah hears that cry except for the human beings around. And if they could hear that cry, they would faint. This is why the Prophet ﷺ encouraged the burial to be done so swiftly. أسرعوا بالجنازة, hurry up with the burial. For if it is a righteous soul, you would bring it quicker to a beautiful abode. And if it is otherwise, it is an evil which you discard into the earth. So as you are being carried, you will hear the people talking about your legacy, comforting your loved ones based on the deeds you used to do in this world. You will hear them mourn you. But if they say about you what is untrue of you, then the angels interrogate you. The Prophet ﷺ said that they would poke you and they would say, أَهَكَذَا كُنْتَ, were you as they claim you are? And right before your body is buried, as your janazah has been performed, I want you to imagine the masjid and then the graveyard filled with all of the people in your life. Some people you may have forgotten, some of them friends, a lot of them family, and maybe even some of those you didn't get along with, but they attended your funeral out of respect. All of them praying for your forgiveness before you go to your final resting place. Do you fear their witness or do you look forward to it? And then finally, you're placed 6 feet under the ground and your loved ones bury you in this earth with the earth. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. From it you were created and in it you will return and from it you will rise again. You're buried facing the right side towards the Qibla as hopefully you did all those times that you used to pray. And your heart always longing for the one who sent you here only after affirming to you that he is your Lord. And you're now about to be asked that question again. Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? But this time you know him. You know your prophet. You know your religion. Hence, Bismillah wa ala sunnati Rasulillah. The words you are placed with in the grave are in the name of Allah and upon the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of Islam. But it won't be easy when you're asked, which is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would finish burying someone, he would stand by the grave and say, استغفروا لأخيكم ثم سلوا له بالتثبيت فإنه الآن يسأل. Ask Allah to forgive your brother and to make him steadfast, for he is now being asked.
And as everyone goes home, they now leave you to your new home. And the Prophet ﷺ said that you will hear the footsteps of every single person that came to your janazah walking away until the very last footsteps. And I want you to think about what that means. When you came into this world, your parents were in the hospital and they received you. The guests came and went, but you know who stayed? Your family. And that's why Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to his children, when I pass away, don't rush away from the grave. Stay next to me for the time that it takes to sacrifice an animal and then distribute its meat. Meaning, don't be so quick. Why? He said, حَتَّى أَسْتَأْنَسَ بِكُمْ. So I can feel your nearness and I can know how to respond to the messengers of my Lord. Don't leave so quickly because they have an entire eternity ahead of them where all of the lessons of life and then all of those that are left behind will continue to enlighten that grave bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Do you know what else? When you came into this world, you came in with a squeeze in your mother's womb and then through a narrow passage. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there's a squeeze in the grave that no one will be spared from. and you enter into that realm through a narrow passage, just like you entered into this one. The two angels come and ask you the only three questions that now matter about your life. Not about your possessions, not about who you knew, not about what neighborhood you lived in. Who was your Lord? Who was the one sent to you? What was your way of life? The crying stops, the footsteps fade, and you're left alone in your grave. Nothing is left to distract you. You have all the time in the world to reflect. What legacy have you left behind? Was your life worth living? Did you do enough to earn your soul a peaceful hereafter? Did you do enough when you could so that you can finally now rest in peace?
إحالتك الأعمال على وجود الفراغ من رعونات النفس.
Your postponement of deeds till the time when you are free is merely one of the delusions of the self.
قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.